This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. President Putin announced the development during a meeting with his government ministers today that was carried live on state television. The White House responded this morning. This is senior advisor Kellyanne Conway.
It doesn't seem, based on these reports out of Russia, that they are in that type of phase where you are actually doing the clinical trials, the human trials. I'll let Russia clarify that. But even Dr. Anthony Fauci earlier this month, when he was testifying under oath before Congress, did note when asked a similar question that if China and Russia are in the vaccine development and the vaccine distribution, he certainly would hope that they are first testing it the way we would be doing under our FDA regulation. So obviously,
the Russian authorities have said that medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. Belarusian opposition leader Svyatlana Tsihanoukskaya has her children in neighboring Lithuania after two nights of clashes following the contested re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Joe Davies has this report from Associated Press.
Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanouskaya has left the country after two nights of violent clashes following the contested re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. She's joined her children in neighbouring Lithuania, where they moved during campaigning. In a YouTube video on Tuesday, she denied being forced out, contradicting comments from her own campaign team. I made a very difficult decision, she said. It's a decision I made absolutely independently. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the election was, quote, not free and fair.
Joe Davies reporting. This is VOA News. Japan's top government spokesman said today it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. Comment comes after President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting.
I certainly would invite him to the meeting. I think he's an important factor. But we will invite certain people that aren't in the G7.
Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. A Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it was up to the United States, who is this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha said Tuesday that protesters went too far after they called for a 10-point plan for monarchical reform. The Thai monarchy is often viewed as a sacred entity in the country. About 3,000 to 4,000 protesters, mostly students, stood Monday night at a university just outside of Bangkok, chanting, "Long live democracy." Some gave speeches, many advocating for Prayuth's resignation. He became prime minister through a 2014 military coup, and many see him as a symbol of the military domination of politics in Thailand. The White House signaled on Monday that it is open to more negotiations with opposition Democrats on a coronavirus aid package and will be willing to spend more money in order to reach a deal. President Donald Trump signed executive orders Saturday extending a portion of the expired benefits to millions of unemployed workers. There was a bizarre scene in the White House briefing room yesterday as the president spoke with reporters. With more, Sagar Magani.
The president had only been at the podium a few minutes.
It looks like they're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon.
A Secret Service agent abruptly escorted him out. The president was back 9 minutes later.
There was a shooting outside of the White House.
Saying the Secret Service had shot a suspect who was taken to the hospital. The president had been taken to the Oval Office.
They just wanted me to step aside for a little while just to make sure that everything was cleared outside.
Asked if the incident rattled him.
Do I seem rattled?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Immigration Minister Kristen Phillips said Tuesday that he is working with his counterpart in France to finalize a new plan for blocking an illegal migrant route across the English Channel between the two countries. Warmer weather in recent weeks has seen a surge in illegal crossings of the Channel, with Britain reporting more than 600 migrants arriving there in the last 2 weeks. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. VO Remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.